John, here's a pointed one from Twitter, but we try not to avoid these. If you could redo one thing in your life, what might it be?
That's hard because at this particular crisis moment in my life, I want to say, and I will say, I would be a more attentive, affectionate, gentle, kind, forthcoming husband. Just in general, I would have chosen that. Running neck and neck with that, but in a very different category, is I would choose to be a very different and more effective personal evangelist. I'm not by nature given to small talk or easy startup conversations on the street or wherever, and therefore not naturally bent towards being an effective personal engager in conversation, leading someone into a loving discussion, conversation about presenting the gospel. I grieve over that, and so I would like that to be different. And but at this juncture in my life, I think I would honor Noel most, and probably be most helpful if I were to say that the 41 years we've been married, I just think. I've never abused Noel. I've never hit Noel. I've never hollered at Noel. I mean, we have a solid, good, strong, unshakable, mutually respectful marriage. But there's just so much more. There's so much more. I feel that he's 64. I'm learning things about how to surprise a woman and sacrifice for a woman, the woman, and be emotionally more there, emotionally more tender and kind and gentle and affirming and just, you know, that dimension, which I would hope if I had another 40 years I would do better. And maybe I do. That would put me at... 104.
Right.
Oh my. I've said to Noel many times, what's going to be so great? And I say this to young couples who are having problems. I say, now look, things are going to change. It's going to get worse and better. Won't it be good? Won't it be good? Rather than divorcing at age, 24 years into the marriage, marrying somebody else, having a hardened marriage, maybe doing it again, wouldn't it be better to work your way through this painful situation, and when you're both 80 years old, going up and sitting on the North Shore at a window with bushes on the other side, a little two-person table, some 80-year-old salad appropriate stuff between you, and little birds jumping around in the bushes, doing like this with your wrinkled face, like this, and your toothless whatever, and just looking at each other and saying, we made it. We made it. Just loving each other like crazy. I just think that will be the great reward of all the work it takes to just keep making a marriage as good as you can make it. My advice would be, they didn't ask for advice, but my advice would be, don't take the divorce route. Give yourself to the hardest, longest work you've ever known with a dream that someday on the other side God's going to do more than you ever thought he could, and you're going to look at those two old wizened faces and say, we've made it.